We are learning Maseches Erevim da Chav Zayin Amar Beis, and we are starting on top of the Amar. The Gemara is finished saying that with Maisa Sheni money, you could buy Mayim Melach, salt water, together with oil in it. You're allowed to buy that. And together, that's called a Mayich, you're allowed to buy it. If that's the case, so why don't you just buy, you're allowed to buy it because of the oil. That's why it's more to buy it. The oil is fine for when it comes to Maisa Sheni money. You know what the case over here is? That you're paying for the Mayim Melech also. You're buying a very small amount of shemen, and you're paying still $10 for it. Why? Because it came with all this Mayim Melech. It came with a lot of salt water with it. So the halach is that once you're buying shemen, you're allowed to be mavliya the Mayim Melech into the price. That's the chiddush of this gemara. That's the chiddush of that din, that you're allowed to buy salt water with Mayim Melech. What he meant, behavlah, it'll include in the price of shemen. Even though you're paying a little bit for the Mayim Melech, since it looks like you're paying just a very expensive price for shemen, for oil, therefore it's fine. Faith Gemara of Lam Yishari, is it mutter? Or says, yeah, in, I'll show you it's mutter. The first price that's mutter do have law. By Thailand and a price. Then back by Omer. It says in the Pasuk, by Mayim Sheni, and the more later on, Darshan of Klal Prat the Klal, but the Pasuk says, "V'nasata kesef v'chosh t'havanav shecha." It sounds like I can use the kesef for anything I want, anything I desire. Then it says specifics: v'bakar, v'tzoyin, cattle and tzoyin, v'yayin, v'shecha, and wine and beer. V'chosh, then it says v'chosh t'havanav shecha, anything you want, anything you ask for. V'chadoshof ne'asham alkech, eat it in Yerushalayim, v'samachta ato v'secha. That's the Pasuk says. So the Pasuk gives four specific examples of Babakar, Batsoin, Uvayayin, Vashaycher. All have extra bays according to Tosis, that's the drashas. Babakar, Batsoin, Vayayin, Vashaycher. So he wants to make a drasha of all these extra bases. That's what Tosis learns, we'll learn like that way. Babakar, Malamin, Shaloichin, Bakar, Gav, Oire. The halach is you could buy a cattle, you buy cattle with Maita Shani, you buy a cow, even though it comes with the skin, and the skin is not edible. And you still let it buy my shiny skin. Because if you're buying the bakar, you let it buy the oil with the havla. Uvat soin. You let it buy the soin with its hair, with the wool. And even if you use the wool for coats, and you're not allowed to buy my shiny, not like coat to my shiny money, it has to be food. But still, since it came agav the soin, you let it do that. Uvat yayim, melamed even bigger chiddush. Lechin yayin agavi kakada. You let it buy the barrel, and you keep the barrel with the wine, and the barrel has a value. Sheikh is another chiddush. Even though it's water, with little, they put some seeds, let it ferment in the water, so really the water is not really wine. It just fermented water. It's mutter to use Maisa Sheni money for that. That's the chiddush of Sheikh. So you see, you're allowed to use havla from the first three cases. Clearly, you're allowed to do havla. So taka is very gishmak, that the shemen, you pay for the shemen, and you mavliya the mayim amelach in that price. But now Rav Yechonon comes and says, these drushes are problematic. Because at the end of the day, you'll see that the word babaka is extra. Om Rav Yechonon, and the Mara takes a while to develop this, but the Mara will come out that the word babaka is extra. Om Rav Yechonon, mandem et hargli babaka, alim et ben bagbag, someone who explains to me how we need the word babaka according to ben bagbag, mavelina mandi abasa v'yamasusa. If he tells me his tarets, I will bring his clothing after him to the bathhouse. I'll be his bathhouse attendant for the day. My time, what does he mean, Rav Yechonon, to say that shver? Because kulu tzrichi. Now, the way it works is, you need all four, if you look them, line them up, one after another. The levara babaka, besides the baka lo tzrichi, you're not going to need it. My tzrichi, so let's go back, and go down and back up. My tzrichi. Because we're going to baka, just a babaka, have a mina baka, who the mezdav nagavi oiroi, you would say, baka, I'm allowed to clue the skin, the hide with it. It's the goof for you, it's part of the goof. Av atzoy nagavi gizasa, but the wool on top of a tzoy, which is possible to cut off when it's alive, that's not as much as a goof as skin. Skin you can't cut off when it's alive. Maybe that could not be included. It's a little bit exterior. It's not part of the animal. It's a little bit a separate entity. So that's one thing. But of a wine that's stored in the barrel, that I could buy that together with. So I need a third pasuk of yayin. So it says yayin. Now, because I want to have a yayin, have a minum shun the hainu tirusa, at least that's washing the wine, so it becomes part and parcel of the wine. I have a tevim shahichmitz, but water that is soaked some seeds in it, the kihuya ba'almuhu, it's not really wine, it's just a kihua, it's like a sharp edge, like a tangy taste into it. It's not really be'en, it's not really my mashas of wine, emaloi. Maybe that would not be allowed to be used, ma'isa sheni, for that. So everything so far so good. You need all four psukim. But the Gemara says, let's go the other way. Just say Vashaychar, just say that, let's see, because of Vashaychar, just say Vashaychar, so you wouldn't say it's talking about Tamim Meshachichmetz, and therefore be Kavachayim and everything else, because you would say, Havamina, my Sheikha Dvila Ke'elis, Dvila Ke'elis. It's a certain type of dried figs that are Meshaker, it makes a person drunk a little bit. So you think that you'll let a boy, the Peruhu, that you'll let a boy. And I, what will be the Chiddush? So the Rabbeinu Peretz speaks out, because you would think it's a Peri Gerua. And Kamash on the Pasek, that it's good, that's what you would say. That even though it's not such a chosh of a peri, still it's called a peri. If just a sheikh, I would say that. Ava yayin, like I kind of a lawyer, I wouldn't know yayin with his barrel. So therefore it says wine, yayin. Because I want a yayin, gavik a kano, yayin terusa. My son watches it, so I can hear it can be part of it. Ava tsoin, gavik zasa, aim a loy. But I would say, tsoin, gavik zasa, which doesn't watch it, it's not a shimer on it, it's not. Doesn't protect it, emeloi. Because I want a tzoyin that fill a gabig zasa. Okay, but once you know that I'm allowed to buy a tzoyin with the wool, so of course I'm allowed to buy the skin, the wool is included skin. So why is it bakar? For bakar lamali. V'chitem, I'll tell you like this. Eloi kosa rachamah bakar, have a mina, tzoyin will be just telling us a gabig oira. But maybe the wool doesn't, not included. A gabig oira in. A gabig zasa loi, therefore kosa one of our bakar. Lasuya oira, which tells us oira, and it must be tzoyin, isolate tzoyin. Tzoyin is extra. Lasuya gizasa, that will help us, will teach us the giza also. That's going to be both of them. Because if you just said one of them, tzoyin, you would say it's only R. Baka comes, tells us R, then we know tzoyin means the giza, means the wool. Zakhtimar, no, we wouldn't have shahavamina. Ilai kazakhona baka, loy havamina, you wouldn't think tzoyin agave oira in agave gizasa loy. You wouldn't think only the skin and not the giza. Because the im king, let the Torah only say baka then. And not sign at all. Then you can lift up one of bakar. Then mela yaislit sign. Just say bakar, and then you need sign. You would automatically need sign to be marba wool. But keeping the kosher one at sign, because the Torah says sign already, and not bakar, then you see a filagabik is also. Then you know even the wool. And if you know the wool, obviously you know the skin. So by bakar lomali, what do you need the bakar? Hash the tsoin agabi gizasa. Madach at tsoin with the wool. Mizdavni light a bar with the money. Bakar agabi oiru rabai. You have to teach me that bakar with the skin has to be. You need a pasik for that? Of course the skin is included. If the wool is included, of course the skin is included. So therefore, by bakar is extra at the end of the day. Once you have yai and sheikhar and tsoin, you have everything you need. Someone explains to you what we need a baka for. I'll bring his clothing to the bathhouse. A kapanim coming out, the word babakar is a little bit extra, and therefore Rabbi Yechon blieb shver on this brisa, what to do with it. Now that was all, like we said, the Tosfos is darshaning the extra word, the extra bays in all four cases. But now the Gemara is explaining that really this pasuk is darshan either as a klal prata klal or a different drasha called riba umiyat riba. There's a different mesoris in the Tanoim how they made the drasha. They have mesoris from their rabbeim how to make the drasha. Something called a klal prata klal and something called a riba umiyat riba. The difference is riba umiyat riba is really marba much more things. It's only umiyat one thing. Klal prata klal. It's only marba things that are similar to the specifics in the middle of the pasuk. It has to be similar to the specifics. So the Gemara is going to explain with that. There's another machlekes over here. We just learned that both Rabbi Yehuda ben Gadish and Rabbi Eliezer had a machlekes by fish brine. They would definitely mask him that fish could be bought with ma'aser sheni money. Machlekes was fish brine, but fish, like I said, kivrei dagim for sure can be bought with it. We're going to see later on that other tanoim hold you can't buy fish with this money. Can't buy fish. So what's the Bira Machlekes? Micah Mifigi, Rabbi Huda Megosh, Rabbi Eliezer, they both hold fish is allowed to be bought to Maisa Sheni. And the Tanoi that we're going to bring soon, that they hold that you cannot buy fish with Maisa Sheni. What's the Bira Machlekes? What's the Pshah in the Machlekes? So Gemara explains, Rabbi Huda Megosh, Rabbi Eliezer, Darshi, Ribuye, Umiyute. They darshan Riba, Miyat, Riba. Vahani Tanoi, the other Tanoi, Darshi, Klole, Uprote. Darshan Klal, Uprote, Klal, and the Gemara is going to explain. Rabbi Yehuda ben Gadish, Rabbi Eliezer, Darshi, Ribui, Umuyutui, they Darshi, Ribu, Umuyut, like this. The Pasuk says, Minasata, Hakesef, Bechol, Ashutav, and Avshecha. Use the money for anything you desire. That's Riba, it's Marba, everything. Then it says, Babakar, Uvatsoin, you can use it for cattle, different animals, Uvayayin, wine, Vashaycher, and beer. Miyut, that's a Miyut. But then it says, Bechol, Ashutashacha, and Avshecha, anything you ask for, Chaz, or Riba. So it's a Riba, Umuyut, Riba, Riba, Akur. That really is Marba, everything. My Rabbi, Rabbi Kamili, all food is included in this. My meat, what's the meat? So there's machlekes. Rabbi Yezer meat tzir. We might fish brine. The Rabbi Yehuda ben Gadol holds fish brine is good. Meat mayim melech. Meat mayim melech. But both of them hold fish are fine because it's marvik kamili. You only need one meat. Meat either fish brine or mayim melech, water and salt. But everyone agrees that fish is allowed to be bought with ma'aseh sheni money. But the following tanoi, v'hani tanoi, darshi klali prat, darshi klali prat. The tanya, we learned in the brayse. The pasuk says, "Vasata kesef v'chol ashtav nafshecha klal." That's a klal. That's marv everything. Mabako v'atzoni v'yayin v'sheicha is a prat. That's specific. V'chol shtoshecha nafshecha chaz v'klal. Again, it's a general rule. You let it buy anything you want. Klal or prat a klal. The loch is, it has to be similar to the prat. And the machlek is going to be how similar to the prat it has to be. So the first man, the first price, it says it has to be similar in two ways. Ma prat mafurush prima pri. All four things are prima pri. It means that it's a peri, it's an outgrowth from a growth. It's a growth from a growth. For example, yayin comes from a grape. A grape comes from a tree. A tree comes from a seed. It's always a peri peri. The same thing with a bakar and a tzayin. Comes from its mother, who comes from its mother, comes from its mother. They're all a peri mi peri. So it has to be pri mi pri, and it also has to be gedule karka. In this case, gedule karka means that it's either grows from the ground or it eats stuff that grows from the ground. That makes it grow from the ground. So animals are gedule karka because they eat from the ground. Obviously, yayin and sheikhah grow from the ground. So as long as it has those two characteristics, it's fine. I've called pri mi pri gedule karka. Everything else, pre, gedule karka is included into the things you're allowed to buy with ma'aseh sheni money. That's one brisa. And the other Tana argues, a little more machmir, has to be three things similar. Tanya Yidach has to have a third thing that's similar. Ma prat refers vlad vloris aris. Has to be created from the ground. Af kol vlad vloris aris. It has to be created from the ground. We know in the Torah, in the sixth day, the animals were created from the ground. The pasuk says that the animals were created from the ground, and therefore, animals, bakar and so on, are called vlodos haaretz. They're called vlodos haaretz. So, and it says, "Vayomer Elokim, toitzei haaretz, nefesh chaya lemina, behema v'remes v'chayes haaretz lemina v'yikain." It came out of the ground. So you need a third characteristic, has to grow from the ground. So what's the nafkamina? Which food item is a nafkamina? One says two things, the prima pri and gdula karka. Owen says it has to be also vlodos haaretz. Mayi b'nai, when abayi with dog and mikam b'nai, fish are the difference. Lamadi on prim priv duli karka, hani dogim duli karka. Right now, the Gemara assumes dogim duli karka. I, fish, eat other fish, but they also eat little plants from the bottom of the ocean, and since they eat some duli karka, they call duli karka. But the feel of other man, the Gemara says you need a third thing that it was created from the ground. Lamadi on vlad loyos aretz, dogim and mayevru. Fish were created on the fifth day, and they were created from the water. It says, Yishutsu hamayim. Sharetz nefesh chayav, oif oifel aretz, afnei regaim, v'yivra likim v'satnim v'gadeh, v'skolon nefesh chayav, from sharetz v'amayim l'mineim. It says that the fish were created from the water, it says in the psukim. So therefore, they're not considered v'lo'as aretz. So it comes out that if you want tana over here, fish are not included. More is going to change later on. But right now, if you want tana over here, fish are not included. It's mechlekes in the second thing, but the first two tanoim for sure hold it's good. And here, it's mechlekes if fish are gdule karka ninu. And Met Shem on the next Amid to continue and come out that really fish are not called Gdula Karka and Afghan will be oifers, will be birds. Met Shem, we'll see you on the next year. That's so good.